great moments in American history. This is the third part in our mini-series on U.S. history. This month, the New Deal, the Bay of Pigs, and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Roosevelt's New Deal. Franklin Roosevelt, no relation to Theodore, was elected president in 1932 and took office in 1933. He promised a New Deal for Americans to help them during the Depression. The deal was meant to raise the employment rate and provide finance to help industry and agriculture. Initially, Roosevelt blamed businessmen and bankers for the terrible economic situation. Practices of the unscrupulous money changers stand indicted in the court of public opinion, he said. On March 9th, Roosevelt sent the Emergency Banking Act to Congress. The act was passed the same day. In total, 4,004 small local banks were closed and were merged into larger banks. Their depositors eventually received 85 cents on the dollar of their deposits. But there were other laws, too. Roosevelt designed projects to help business and families and created public work agencies, including the Social Security Administration, which protects the old, sick, or unemployed. Roosevelt's energetic public personality. He was famous for saying, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." And his fireside chats helped restore confidence. Roosevelt became a hero to many Americans and was the only president who served three terms. Presidents can only serve two terms legally. The Bay of Pigs invasion and the Cuban Missile Crisis. In April 1961, an armed group of 1,500 Cuban exiles landed in the Bahía de Cochinos, Bay of Pigs, on the south coast of Cuba. The exiles had been trained by the CIA with the approval of President Eisenhower's administration and had arms from the U.S. government. The exiles wanted to provoke a rebellion in Cuba that would overthrow Fidel Castro's communist regime. Instead, the Cuban army defeated the exiles, and most were killed. Anti-American demonstrations followed in Latin America and Europe, which made U.S.-Cuban relations even worse. President Kennedy suffered from the crisis when he entered office that same year. Some of the exiles blamed Kennedy for refusing to authorize air support for the invasion. After the Bay of Pigs incident, the USSR increased its support to Cuba and secretly installed ballistic missiles there. Kennedy blockaded Cuba with the U.S. Navy and warned the USSR that any missile launched from Cuba would provoke a full-scale attack from the United States against the Soviet Union. On October 28th, Khrushchev agreed to withdraw the missiles and the crisis ended.